3 advantages of using herbal tea during a fever. Do you realize there's a way to help your own personal child's body during nausea by giving them herbal teas? Teas are probably the ultimate way to use herbs during nausea. Not only are they quick to make, nevertheless they're easy to get to preference good so kids can drink them. They're likewise full of vitamins and minerals thanks to water's ability to effectively draw out all these properties from the herbs. Nevertheless, beyond being convenient, tasting good, and being rich in nutrition, there are some other fantastic benefits to using their tea during a fever. Let's mention them below. 3 advantages of herbal tea during fevers. Similar to I said before, there are lots of benefits to using natural and organic tea, but today I will talk about 3 specific positive aspects during fevers. Using natural and organic tea during a fever will help you to stimulate the body, promote perspiring, help with hydration. Each of these issues is beneficial to the body. Let me look at each benefit LTTL a bit closer. 1. Stimulate the body. A lot of commonly used herbs for fevers are known as stimulating herbs. They work to quicken circulation and drive high temperature of the body. These herbal products are things like peppermint, turmeric, cinnamon, cloves, garlic, and so on. Herbs that are fragrant along with typically those used in preparing food are common stimulating herbs. Get more tea toddler, kids teas, along with honest tea kids. Just how can stimulating the body during nausea a good thing? Well, most times, every time a person comes down with a thing and they're getting nausea, the first sign is that they may experience cold. A person may experience chilled and unable to get warm, or they can shiver. This is an indicator how the body's trying to heat up. Stirring herbs not only help the human body by assisting it throughout heating up, but they increase flow, which helps white blood cells travel to where they need to always be at a faster rate. 2. Promote sweating. A lot of stimulating herbs fit its kind as well. They're referred to as stimulating diaphoretics, and they help to cozy the body so that the pores draper is during, and the body can calm down by perspiration. These are herbal products like yarrow, ginger, bee balm, and thyme. They, as well, are those spicy, fragrant herbal products. So why is sweating a good thing, which has a fever? The body will naturally commence to perspire once it overheats. This is a natural mechanism it needs to cool itself off. Not simply does sweating help to amazing the body off and keep some sort of fever from getting too much, but it helps to release poisons as well. It's a natural cleanse method, and when a person is sick and tired, some sort of cleansing needs to come about. Sweating is a natural cleanse method. Using herbal teas in which promote sweating helps our bodies in its efforts to treat itself from whatever is usually making it sick. Search much greener tea kids, kids drink tea, herbal tea children, tea for toddlers, along with herbal teas for children. 3. Help with hydration. Another benefit to using teas during a fever is that they help in keeping the body hydrated. Why is moisturization important during a fever? On a fever, the body loses normal water more rapidly than normal, and so it's very important to replace this kind of water loss in the correct way. Actually, as a parent, this is the most critical thing to do when your child carries a fever. Fevers, typically, are definitely not dangerous, but dehydration is usually. It can get serious, rapid. So there you have it. Not only are generally herbal teas great to use on a fever because they're rapid to make, they taste fine, and they're full of nutrition, but they also stimulate the body, help to sweat, and keep you dehydrated. All good reasons to employ herbal teas the next time you or your baby comes down with a fever. Find out more about chamomile tea for children, along with herbal tea for children.